In the previous module, Andy learned that the work component of the case management process model requires the agent to research, evaluate, and attach relevant knowledge articles, research known issues, seek assistance with unknown issues, document troubleshooting steps, and meet the service level objective, SLO. Let's follow Andy as he learns how to escalate a case to a higher tier of support. In this module, Andy will learn how to determine when a case should be escalated, escalate a case, use the appropriate case escalation templates, change the case status, and document the escalation investigation actions. Why is knowing when to escalate important? It is every agent's ultimate goal to provide service to the customer quickly and to the best of their ability. Sometimes that means routing a case to someone with more experience and knowledge about the nature of the case. Following the case escalation process ensures that Tier 1 or Tier 2 agents and Tier 3 agents are aligned in understanding the customer's business needs and urgency. It is the Tier 1 or Tier 2 agent's job to represent the communication with the customer by thoroughly documenting all interactions and case comments. The information presented must be clear and accurate. This is important because the information will be used to drive the case towards resolution. Please note, agents can expect all cases involving unknown bugs to be escalated to Tier 3. Andy needs to make sure he knows when and how to escalate a case. Let's start by taking a look at when he should escalate and the tools he can use to help him. First, Andy should attempt to solve his case by searching knowledge articles, searching the known issues database, searching the release bug list, and seeking the help of experts by posting a chat or comment. After he accomplishes these four actions, Andy must escalate the case if the issue is not known, the issue does not have a known solution, or a workaround is not available. When escalating a case, there are a few important points to remember. Do not sit on a case. If you don't know what needs to be done, ask for help. Use and follow the templates to collect and provide accurate and useful case comments for the next agent. Also, do not waste the customer's time by having them repeat information that they have already provided. Let's take a look at an example of how to use the escalation template. From the case details, click on New Case Comment. Then, select the appropriate skill group escalation template. For this example, Andy will select the Activations skill group. To ensure that the next agent has all the information that they need to resolve the issue, be sure to read through and answer all of the questions in each section of the escalation completely and accurately. In this example, Andy needs to answer 8 questions. The first question requires Andy to explain why he needs to escalate the case. For question 2, Andy should select either the technical or the knowledge checkbox. Question 3 requires Andy to describe the customer's technical issue. Andy should develop a clear yet brief description. This information will be very useful to the next agent. If the case has been escalated to the senior management team, Andy should select the Why option in question 4. Andy should provide additional information in question 5 that can be used to move the case towards a resolution. Question 6 is extremely important. For this question, Andy should list and describe the specific actions that he has taken to troubleshoot the issue. Similarly, question 7 requires Andy to list and describe the specific actions that he has taken to reproduce the issue. For question 8, Andy should provide the links to all of the pertinent records that are related to the case. You should inform the customer that you are escalating their case. In this example, Andy communicates with the customer by posting a community comment, which will be visible to the customer contact. In his comment, Andy informs the customer that the case has been escalated to the Tier 2 group. To escalate from Tier 1 to Tier 2, check the Escalate to T2 checkbox. The ownership of the case changes to Tier 2. Before escalating, ensure all case information is current, complete, and accurate. To escalate from Tier 2 to Tier 3, the Tier 2 agent checks the Escalate to Tier 3 checkbox and changes the case status to escalate. Although the case has been escalated to Tier 3, case ownership remains with the Tier 2 agent. Before escalating, the Tier 2 agent should ensure that all case information is current, complete, and accurate. Let's take a look at an example. Andy is working on a case where a customer can't add topics to records. For this issue, Andy can look at Black Tab to see if the organization is configured correctly. Clicking on the Black Tab link takes Andy to Black Tab, where he can check to see if the Topics on Records feature is enabled properly. After confirming that the Topics on Records feature is enabled properly, Andy continues to search for a solution or a workaround by searching knowledge articles, searching the known issues database, searching the release bug list, and posting a chatter comment to seek assistance from experts. After accomplishing these steps, Andy determines that the issue has no solution or workaround. Therefore, he escalates the case. When a case is escalated, it's important to know and understand the roles and responsibilities of the different tiers. Remember that when Tier 1 escalates to Tier 2, case ownership changes to Tier 2. Ongoing and follow-up communication with the customer is now the responsibility of the Tier 2 agent. Let's go over the responsibilities when escalating a case from Tier 2 to Tier 3. When a case is escalated from Tier 2 to Tier 3, the Tier 2 agent should remain the owner of the case, follow up with the customer for more information as needed, follow up with the Tier 3 agent as needed, know the escalated status of the Tier 3 investigation, and communicate and confirm the case resolution with the customer. The Tier 3 agent should escalate the case to R&D if needed, update the bug board if applicable, provide the bug number and/or the resolution to the Tier 2 agent, and create articles or provide guidance in creating articles related to the case issue. It is very important to emphasize that the Tier 2 agent should ensure that all communication with the Tier 3 agent is documented in private comments. These comments should not be displayed to the customer. Tier 1 and Tier 2 agents should understand that improper escalations can occur due to an incomplete or partially filled out escalation template, or the case issue is covered by a Help Docs solution or a KB article solution, or the issue is a known issue. Also, there may have been insufficient troubleshooting, no demo org testing, skill group specific information missing, expired login access, or an incorrectly selected skill group. A case is improperly escalated for one or more of these reasons. To ensure quality, management monitors escalated cases and provides appropriate feedback to agents. In this module, we focused on the escalate phase of the case management process. Andy learned that a case should be escalated when the issue is not a known issue and no workarounds or solutions are available. An agent should not sit on a case. He should ask for help. Escalation templates are an important tool that should be used. When a case is escalated to Tier 2, Tier 2 always owns the case, even if Tier 2 escalates to Tier 3. When a case is escalated to Tier 3, the Tier 2 agent must manage the customer communication process.